Yes.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I wanted to call and tell you that I have a happy marriage.
Oh, good.
Everything's going well.
Wonderful.
If I need a snarling, I get one.
Good.
I haven't been to a bachelor party and cheated on my wife. Everything has gone well, and I don't need any advice.
You just called up to show that all the things that sometimes plague the people that call me do not affect you.
That is correct. And I just wanted to say that people should be doing the same thing and figuring out their own problems.
Well,
instead of relying on you all the time.
That's all right. I don't mind if they rely on me.
Well, you do give good advice, though.
Come on, it must be. How old are you?
I'm 28.
How long have you been married?
8 months.
Are there children?
We're going to try. We're going to start trying.
Well, you mean you haven't had sex in 8 months?
No, I have.
Come on. Come on. Talk to Papa.
Reed?
Talk to Papa. There's got to be some problem. Talk Reed? To Papa. Yes, sir. Come on.
He's treated me quite well. If it's in the afternoon, she'll allow it. She instigates, I instigate. If it's in the evening, she's all for it. If it's a snarling, she says yes.
But where's the problem?
There is no problem. That's why I'm calling. There's too many people calling you up for advice.
There's got to be some problem. What was the biggest disappointment in getting married?
There wasn't a disappointment. The only disappointment that I'm worried about is if I'm working too late.
Yes.
And if we have children, then I don't have to spend enough time with them.
Oh, God, you're neglecting your children.
But I'm not going to call for advice.
That's all right. You can call me. You can call me if you neglect your children. That's all right. I'll help you find a good adoption home, foster parents. I'll help you break it to your in-laws and your mom and dad that you're leaving the children at the orphanage.
Can you break the news for me?
I'll break the news for you that you're unable to handle the responsibilities of parenting and that you're going to leave and work in Alaska on a loading dock. I'll let them know.
Would you call them for me?
I will.
All right.
Your wife didn't get on the case. You're running your phone bill up here on the cellular, but
you know,
I guess...
You know, I just got it last week.
Oh, great.
Company pays $150 a month.
$150 a month? That's pretty sweet.
Yes, sir, it is.
Great. Did they look over the bill and say, what's this, 4321101? What's the deal on that?
I was going to tell them that I'm selling grease and carpet.
Oh, okay.
Grease, you're a good man.
I'll cover for you if I get a call from Blauman Carpet Installer.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Nice
thank you, sir.
Nice to see you got life on track.
I it is on track.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Come on. Funny, even when I'm not on the air, I run into people problems. I walked in this restaurant yesterday and figured I'd have me a big lunch and a bone dry. And I said, bone dry, please, if you would, just cold gin, hold the vermouth. Waiter comes over, brings me this beautiful martini glass. I said, how much I owe you? He said, that's 10 cents. I said, 10 cents? Sweet! I said, while you're at it, let me have a big, thick T-bone steak done medium with onions and then like a baked potato, sour cream, and butter on it. What the hell? I'll take some more question. Yeah, loaded up good. Yeah, put some chopped bacon bits on there, too. How much is that? He said, that'll be 20 cents. I said, 20 cents? Unbelievable! I said, why so cheap? He said, well, right now the boss I work for is upstairs knocking the bottom out of my wife. You might say I'm down here putting the screws to him.
What D.C. has for breakfast. The Grease Man. D.C. 101.